that's the one time I actually got like an appalled face, which I considered a badge of honor. I got one from Big Fatty and the guys at Gayish at the same time because they were watching porn on their phone when we were in New Orleans. Like the three of them were watching some scene and I leaned over and I said, "Oh, I'm so glad when my daughter's
getting bashed."
No, they were watching another kind of porn and I was like, "Oh, I'm so glad when my daughters spend time together." And Big Fatty and both of them turned and looked at me with this. And I was like, well, that's the pinnacle of my success. I have appalled Big Fatty at the Boys Are Way. This is fantastic. Love it seeks, love it finds, love it conquers, love it
finds. It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
The guys at Gayish were watching Big Fatty porn on their phone.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 3982. I say chew. Of the BFO for Wednesday the 10th of May 2023. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and probably got some more voice letters. Big Fatty.
A cheery good morning to you, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, good morning, Big Fatty. Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning. Beach houses, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, wishing us a good morning today. Y'all, it's the folks staying at the beach house with Big Fatty. Or Big Fatty staying with them. Y'all, leading us off was...
Y'all, that was Olive.
That was Olive wishing us a cheery good morning. And after that was Flo and Wynette together. And then it was Bestie Bill and the Haunt Cub Jay. And y'all, bringing up the rear right there at the end. Y'all, it was the Nip. Can you believe it? It was the Nip. Big Fan can't believe he was cheery at all. Well, he brings new meaning to cheery, I guess. But y'all, it's just a lovely hump day here on the Wakey. And it's Big Fan, you're just basically waiting for the music to run out, aren't you? No, I'm going to go ahead and let it run out right now and let you hear more of it. Yes, Big Fatty.
And this is the key to the box of toys.
This is the key to the big front door that welcomes in the girls and boys. So when the treasure house keys start to jingle, they're saying to you, come in and play. For Mr. Moose and Mr. Green Jeans too, and jolly old Captain Kangaroo are asking you to stay in the treasure house
The calm, happy music for a hump day. It's true. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, Wynette arrived right before, while I was recording or something like that. But, y'all, as the day progressed, Olive and I were really looking forward to seeing the Jeopardy Masters. Oh, yes, Big Betty. And, y'all, it was set to come on at 8 p.m. In the only time zone that matters. And so Anyway, and the rest of yo, we were all gonna have sandwiches and chips for our supper. But the rest of the group, other sans Olive and I, y'all, they decided they wanted to go out. So y'all, they all piled into the car, and off they went. And Olive and I just stayed here, and y'all, it's when there's nobody here, it's very quiet. But as I told Olive, I said, it's nice to hear the sounds of joy. And y'all, that's what we're experiencing here at the beach house. We're not on the beach, but it's like one house away from the beach. So yeah, it's very close. Yes, Big Fatty, it's a little too close for you, knowing how much you don't like the beach. It's true. But anyway, so they all went out to supper, and Olive and I, y'all, we had a sliced beef tenderloin sandwich with mustard. I had cheese on mine, and we had some pickles and potato chips. Y'all, if you have one of those Costco's, and they have the Kirkland kettle Himalayan pink salt ridged potato chips, y'all, they're good. They are very good. Yes, Big Fatty. And what was I saying? Big Fatty, we don't know. We had our sandwich, and Olive had his fiber, and we both did the teefees. And y'all, we were sitting down to watch the regular Jeopardy, and y'all, here comes the group back. And so they all came back, and everybody got settled. Juanette, she headed on up to the chamber, and she's done. Well, yes, Big Fatty, it was travel day. It's true. And Flo and Olive and I think the Nip came in at some point. We watched the regular Jeopardy, and y'all, then it was time for the Jeopardy Masters. And y'all, I like how they've changed it up a little bit. They've got the some kind of big medallion in the middle of the floor, and they've got different camera angles that they're using. And y'all, it's regular Jeopardy, but they're playing for points. And what it is everybody of the six players that are competing, everyone will play everyone else at some point over the next 3 weeks, and then the ones with the highest point value will what will they do? Big Fatty, we don't know. Oh, they will advance to the finals, where whoever wins in the Jeopardy Masters finals will win $500,000. Big Fatty. And so y'all, one of the other things that first of all, the questions are extremely difficult, and I mean, even some of the masters aren't getting them. And but you know, it ought to be hard. One of the things you're doing is you're showing the audience where the daily doubles are. The players can't see it, but at least the audience knows where they are for the game. And y'all, I kind of like that little that little twist. And anyway, but y'all, it was two terrific games. Oh, and the winner of each game, they played just a regular 30-minute game like normal. But the winner of that game gets 3 points. Whoever comes in second gets 1 point, and whoever comes in third gets 0 points. So after they've all played each other, the top three will advance. But y'all, it was really, really good. And y'all, they seem to be having a good time. Big Fatty, could you talk any more about the quiz program? Well, I probably could, but I won't. But y'all, when that was over, y'all, I was ready for bed. And so I got in the bed, and y'all, there was a repeat or something of the Antiques Roadshow. And so I watched that until I just couldn't keep the eyelids open any longer. No, Big Fatty. So y'all, I just passed out, and what am I saying, Big Fatty? We don't know. Woke up, y'all. I woke up about 5:30 a.m. in the morning, y'all. I was wide awake, but I rolled back over and slept till about, I don't know, about 20 minutes to 7, and got up and went downstairs. Y'all, it's a 3-story house, and went downstairs to the middle level, which is where all the activity is. Oh, Big Fatty, I didn't know the special chair was down there. No, it's, no, not that kind of activity. Oh, okay. And, y'all had my coffee, and the ladies got up, and finally the rest of the crew exited from their sleeping quarters, and the ladies decided they were going to go on their morning nipple walk and go do shopping. Well, y'all, they left. They left right before 9 a.m., and y'all, they were gone until about 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock! And they stopped and had lunch somewhere and did some shopping and walked and everything. Y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely. And Big Fatty fixed breakfast for the men folk. We had scrambled eggs and bacon and pastries and a fruit bowl. And y'all, it was delicious. Just delicious. And then after that was all over, Olive went out and laid in the sun, and the Nip went back to bed. And I'm not sure what the Haunt Cub and Bestie Bill did. I think they may have gone back to bed, too. But Big Fatty put on his walking pants, had on my walking britches, and y'all, I was off on the morning nipple walk. And y'all, I went to y'all, they got lots of big circles here, and whether they're not big circles, they're kind of regular circles. I went to 2 regular circles today. And y'all, I got my hour of walking in. Didn't get quite the distance I normally do, but that's okay. I did not get any nipple walking done at all on Monday. And so that was not good. I was itching to get out. Big Fatty, perhaps a medicated salve will help. Well, it could be. Oh, and y'all, before I went out, the Haunt Cub, he shaved the sides of my head. Y'all, it's just as soft as a baby's butt. Big Fatty, and probably need some sort of powder or diaper rash cream on it. Well, maybe. But anyway, y'all came back and got my share. And y'all just been relaxing this afternoon. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Poodle. It's Bacon. Got 2 questions for you.
Big Fatty, I'll take it from here. This is for me, not for you. All right. It's all yours. Miss Bacon, please continue. Big Fatty, I said I'd take it from here.
How did the Reese's taste? test go? Did you enjoy Reese's with potato chips in them or with cereal in them? And how is squeaky bacon? Sharing the bacon, sharing toys, sharing space. Not trying to, you know, take over your space or get grease on everything. Just checking. All right. Bye, poodle.
Bye, Woodhaven. I didn't hear Woodhaven. Big Fatty, she didn't say Woodhaven.
Well, maybe she only says it to me.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, thank you, Miss Bacon. It's always lovely to hear from you. And as you should, thank you for addressing this call just to me. Big Fatty has no business answering any of these questions. I don't have the fancy music, but that's okay. He has that music because he doesn't have any other content. But anyway, the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups with the potato chips and the other one with the Reese's Peanut Butter Cereal, they were fine. I don't know that there was enough potato chips or cereal in either one of them to do anything other than put less peanut butter in it and make it crunchy. But the thing I did notice that the package is the same size as it's always been, but when you open it up, the peanut butter cup is much smaller than the packaging. I think that's called the shrinkflation. Big Fatty, I'll take it from here. Thank you. As far as squeaky bacon goes, we love squeaky bacon. Squeaky bacon did not come on the trip because, you know, squeaky bacon evidently gets car sick, and we don't need bacon vomit in the Ruby Red. Squeaky Sheepy came with us on the trip, but Squeaky Gentleman Caller and the rest of the crew are taking care of Squeaky Bacon while we are visiting the beach. And anyway, thank you for calling. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, I don't know why I said that. I always say that. But anyway, yes, Poodle McNoodle. Big Fatty, you may now resume your hosting responsibilities. Well, thank you so much. Yes, Big Fatty. We have got
so much food in this house. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. And but y'all, you know, we had to pack it to get it down here. And y'all, I think we're going to take half of it back home with us. So anyway, Big Fatty, you can serve it at Friday at Big Fatty's. Not this week, but anyway. Y'all, I know a few of you have donated to young Nicholas's request for assistance, and I'm most grateful for that, as is he. And oh dear Gussie, and y'all, I'm going to throw the QR code back up. It'll be below the picture of Big Fatty at the beach over there at the WWW if you are so inclined to assist. But he's most grateful for those who have. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, don't forget Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday, and you know, if you need someone to be your mother, I'll do it. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, and at the beginning of today's little show, you heard everyone's favorite mother, that Taffy Carlisle Huffington.
The guys at Gayish were watching Big Fatty porn on their phone.
Oh, Big Fatty, everybody is squeamish when they watch any kind of porn with you in it. Oh,
you can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.